Now I'm back to cowgirl saddle, living on earth for all eternity, forever in between. Every cowboy's dream, riding horses, holding rodeo queen.
Good morning and welcome back to Rosie on the House. And today is a beautiful day to get outside. And you know what? If you're looking for something really special, unique, and fun to do, I encourage you to get out to the Art of the Cowgirl. And if you haven't heard of it, it's because it's pretty new. This is only the second year, and it's really taken off like wildfire. In studio with us, I have Tammy Pate, founder of the Art of the Cowgirl. Good morning, Tammy.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on your show.
Absolutely. I wanted to share this with everybody. It looks like so much fun. Now, this is it's different in a lot of ways. It's all women competitors. And it's divided into two kinds of competitions. You want to tell the audience about those, please?
Absolutely. So Art of the Cowgirl is an expo where we're showcasing women in the industry, whether they're horsewomen, artists in trades such as saddle making, boot making, fine art, photography. And along with our expo, we have two competitions. A world's greatest horsewoman competition, which is a cow horse competition where the women, we had 63 entries, and they compete on one horse in four different events. So they cut cattle, they go down the fence, steer stop, and a reining pattern. And the top 10 competitors will actually be competing in our short round at Corona Ranch this evening. And we also had a preliminary of a ranch rodeo competition. And that was an all-women competition as well. Four women on each team. And the top four teams are competing for the finals this evening at Corona Ranch as well.
And so all weekend, you'll have a competition. And this has been going on for the week. So it ended up being more popular, I think, than you suspected, right? So you've had stuff going on all over town. You had competitions and classes at different venues, but this one today and tomorrow is Corona Ranch. So if I was to come today,
so if you come to the event, we have master artists demonstrating their trade. So for instance, our master saddle maker is Nancy Martini from May, Idaho. And she will be presenting, you know, the functionality and how to build a custom saddle. And then what makes it uniquely her own form of art, her carving, her style. You'll see horsemanship demonstrations, colt starting demonstrations. We have Sandy Collier is our master horsewoman, a multi-million dollar earner in the cowhorse world. She's absolutely phenomenal. We have reining demonstrations. We have a driving demonstration. So we have a young woman who's bringing a team of Percherons and is going to demonstrate how she has trained her horses, how to start driving. We have cow dog demonstrations. We have art. We have a trade show. All of our vendors are makers. So we worked really hard at putting together a trade show that there aren't a lot of the same types of booths, and these are all people who can make their items.
Wow, a lot to do. Sounds like a great time to spend the day. Great way to spend the day. And tell us about your fundraising efforts in this.
Yes, so Art of the Cowgirl is an event that helps fund our fellowship program. So in our first year, we funded six fellowships that enabled young women to go work with masters in trades such as saddle making, boot making, silversmith, fine art, photography, and horsemanship. So our art auction helps fund that program as well as the events throughout the whole weekend.
Wow, that's a mouthful. And if people, if ladies are saying, man, I would like to have competed in this, they'll have to wait till next year. Everything's closed.
Yes.
But it's worthwhile to sign up.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But if you're a master or if you're an artist and would like the opportunity to hone your skills and work with a master, our fellowships will be opening up throughout the next few months. And you'll have the opportunity to apply. And we're really looking for people who want to not only learn a trade, but go into the trade, you know, for a career.
So if someone's looking for you, Tammy, they could go, where would they find you to find all this good information, how to get connected and how to get out there for today?
Yes, artofthecowgirl.com.